Hello, I'm Lisa Salinger, and I'm very pleased to be here today to tell you about an update to the iBlink Radio app for Android. This app has been out for a while, and recently we have added the ability to connect to the System Access mobile network. We have an update not only to the Android app, but we now have added support for the Kindle Fire, which runs a version of Android. However, it is considered a separate app because you would need to get it from the Amazon App Store. We also have updated support for the iOS version of our app. And if you use multiple cross-platform devices, you certainly are welcome to listen to that demonstration. It is available on Serotalk Podcast 205, and there will be a link to it in the show notes. Speaking of show notes, you will also find a link there to our help files. You can go there to read more about the iBlink Radio app if you encounter any kind of problem or you have any questions. What we are going to do today is a walkthrough of the new features. Those that have been around for a little while are simple and easy to use, and we think that you will have likely familiarized yourself with them already. If that's not the case, please take a look. You really can't hurt anything or get terribly lost by exploring. In fact, I consider myself a relatively novice Android user, and the fact that I can successfully navigate this app is a tribute to its ease of use. I'll be demonstrating today on a Nexus 7 first generation, running the most recent version of KitKat. The voice I'm using to demonstrate is Ivona Kendra. The version of iBlink that I am using has not yet been released to the Google Play Store, but should be fairly shortly. Please keep this in mind, and also keep in mind that if you are listening to this material months after it was produced, that the information you see or the way that you have it in your app may be a little different than it is right now. This really shouldn't cause you any kind of problems because the same concepts and items are present. It's just that they may be displayed in a way that is somewhat different. Let's take a look now, and I will show you what is new. I have unlocked my device, gone to recent apps, and am now on iBlink Radio.
iBlink Radio.
I have double tapped, and I'm now inside the app.
Listen to Serotalk Podcast 200. Edit box. Cert. More options button. iBlink Radio.
So I touched near the top left of the screen, and then I flicked left to ensure that I was all the way in the upper left-hand corner. Let's first explore the More Options button. I will double tap.
Showing four items. iBlink Radio Home.
This will take us back to the iBlink Radio Home screen.
Presets.
If you have set up presets, this will allow you to quickly and easily launch them by selecting them from the presets list.
Recently played.
This gives a list of recently played items. We will look more at this a bit later.
Downloads.
Downloads. This is definitely a new thing. Updates to this app allow you to download content for offline listening. There are two kinds of content you can download, protected and unprotected content. Unprotected content includes podcasts and other similar items. It does not include radio stations because you cannot download that content. It is being streamed. Protected content includes items that you would find after logging into the System Access mobile network. Once you have downloaded an item for offline listening, you can then listen to it anywhere without worrying about the availability of a wireless connection or a data plan.
Recently played. Downloads.
Let's go into Downloads.
Downloads. Downloads. More options button. Listen to that Android show episode 29, Ye Skeptical Bodies. More options button. Listen to that Android show episode 29, Ye Skeptical Bodies.
And there is the episode of that Android show that I have downloaded.
Comments made on the Serotic Podcast Network are those of the individuals and do not represent Serotic Corporation, its staff, management, board of directors, or third-party resellers.
Listen to that Android show. Show notes. Delete from device button. Sync control. Pause button.
I have paused the audio so that you can hear as I'm navigating the screen.
Sync control. Zero. Play button.
The play button turns into a pause button once the audio is playing. And once it is playing, if you press pause, that will change it back to the play button. So it is a toggle, and you can just double tap to continue playing.
Delete from device button.
This allows you to delete the downloaded item from the device, and this is definitely a good thing to do once you have listened to the item and maybe you want to make room for other content.
Show notes.
Double tapping here will bring up the show notes for the episode if they are available.
Listen to that Android show episode 29, Ye Skeptical Bodies.
And that is the extent of what is in the download screen for this item. From there, I can press the back button twice, and that will take me back to the iBlink Radio home screen, or I can press back once, which will bring me to more options, and then I can locate and double tap the iBlink Radio home option.
iBlink Radio home. iBlink Radio. iBlink Radio. More options button. Edit box. Search.
The next thing you will encounter is a text box where you can type in or dictate your search, and you can search for any available content.
Listen to Serotalk Podcast 205. Your stuff are belong to us. Submit an iReport. Audio tutorials and interviews.
If you've used the app before, these items should seem fairly standard to you. First, we have a listen link for the most recently published podcast. Then we have the ability to send an iReport. And then we get into the various items, audio resources, radio reading, the podcast directory, community radio, and listen links for some of the various specials that we've done. As I said, this is fairly standard, and there is not much new here. Let's go to the bottom of the screen and see what else might be different.
Local content.
Local content. This is not a new feature. This allows you to listen to content that is local to your particular area, radio reading services, and the like.
Presets.
Here are presets again, so this is another place that you can access those.
Recently played. Recently played. Show. Downloads. Now playing button.
And that is it. Most of those are either available through the More option, or as in the case of the Now Playing button, they are self-explanatory. The other item that is new on this screen, or at least it has a new item in it, is the SAMNET sampler. Let's locate that.
SPN Special, an audio tour of replay the latest accessible event archive of this month, SAMNET sampler. Tap to select. Tap and hold. SAMNET sampler.
I have double tapped to open SAMNET sampler. And I'm now going to touch near the bottom of the screen.
Connect to SAMNET.
this is the option we want. It is connect to SAMNet. For those of you who may not be familiar, SAMNet stands for the System Access Mobile Network. It is a Serotech service providing all kinds of content. It is a subscription-based service, so it is something that you pay for. You can, however, have a 2-week trial to see if it is something that you would like to continue using. Let's double tap this option and we'll see what this has to offer.
Login. Login. Edit box. SAMNet username.
Here is an edit box where you enter your SAMNet username. This is a little different than the way that logins work, for example, on a Windows computer. On Windows, we are asking for your account number. Here, we are asking for your username. If you haven't created one, you can either set up an account or call us to do this for you. If you have an account already and you just don't know your username, you can give us a call and we'll be happy to tell you. Be aware that the username is the part of your SAMNet email before the at sign. So for example, if your email address is danjones@samobile.net, then your username would be Dan Jones. I'm now going to pause and I will enter my username and my PIN. I have now entered my login information, and if I flick right once more, I will find the login button. Going past that, I will find an option to create an account. If you do not have an account with us, you will want to either activate this option to create the account on your device or give us a call. It's important that if you already have an account, that you not create a duplicate or separate one for use on your device. This will cause many problems and will not allow you to see items that you have accessed on your computer in your device as well.
Login button. Create an account button.
So those are the two other buttons, and I'm going to
login button.
Activate login.
Keyboard hidden. Connect to SAMNet. Showing items 1 to 4 of 4.
I have logged in successfully. If you do have a problem, it will tell you the username or password is incorrect, and you will need to edit or re-enter that information.
Connect to SAMNet.
I am connected to SAMNet. However, this button still remains.
More options button. Edit box. Search. News. Entertainment. Sports. Information. Now playing button.
These are the options available to you on the iBlink home screen for Android.
Entertainment.
We are going to go into the entertainment option.
Entertainment. Showing items 1 to 14 of 14. Entertainment. More options button. Edit box. 128K Music Network. Accessible games. Audiobooks. Describe video programming. Describe video programming.
Then here is the option that I want to access because I want to play audio that is in this category.
Television programs and documentaries. Television programs and documentaries. Page 1 of 5. Showing items 1 to 15 of 50.
As you heard, we are on page 1 of 5, showing items 1 to 15 of 50. As you may know, in recent months, we changed the way that our items are shown on the computer. We had some categories that were so large, they were taking a long time to load. So on the computer, we broke them up into pages of 100 links each. For mobile devices where load times can be a bit slower than that, we've broken them up into pages of 50. The item that I want is on page 2. Now, of course, I could search for this, but I want to show you a little about navigation. So I'm going to take the longer route to get to this audio. I know that the item I want is on page 2. For this reason, I'll want to find and activate the Next Page button. On the bottom row of the screen, I have two items, Now Playing and Next Page. The reason I don't have a Previous Page button is that I'm on page 1. If I were on page 2 or higher, I would have a Previous and Next Page, until, of course, I came to page 5, when I would have Previous Page but no Next Page, at least for this particular category. It is important to not only be able to flick through items on the screen, but to do some exploration by touch. In this case, I don't want to flick through all 50 items because I know that what I want is on page 2. This is where it helps to take a little time and possibly patience and move your finger around the screen to find the item that you want. I'm on the Next Page button, so I'm going to activate that now.
Television, programs, and documentaries, page 2 of 5. Showing items 1 to 15 of 50.
I know that I need to scroll part of this page, so I'm going to do that and see where I end up.
Dracula. Exile. Show the following. Tap 4 more feet.
Okay, and there is my item. It is called 4 more feet. I will double tap.
4 more feet. 4 more feet. Play button. Download button.
And here are the standard play and download buttons. If more information is available about the content, then it will be displayed on this screen.
Play button. iBlink Radio.
Fade into camera point of view, approaching a snowy mountain summit, then scenes of the forest, broken mountains in the distance.
The draw of the mountains is undeniable to any of those it's touched.
Download button.
For some, it's the woods.
Wildlife. 4 more feet.
Waterfalls.
Seek control.
Or majestic summits.
Pause button.
Views that reach.
I have again paused the audio, and as you may have heard, we have options to download, and we also have a seek bar. Earlier, I talked about the importance of clearing items out of your download that you no longer wish to play, or at least not in the immediate future. This is important for two reasons. One is that your device only has so much room. The other is that when you are downloading protected content like that available from SAMNet, you are allowed a limit of 12 pieces of content at one time. Think of this as being similar to checking out books from the library and being allowed to check out 12 books. This applies across any or all devices you have. So if you have a Nexus 7 tablet, you have a Kindle Fire, you have a BookPort Plus, and you have an iPod Touch, you do not get 12 pieces of protected content for each of those devices. You have 12 that you can share among them. This works out well anyway, because how many can you really listen to at one time? Be aware also that if you download content to your Android device and then you download the same protected content to your iOS device, this will count as two pieces of content. It's much like borrowing an audio and a print book from the library, although they are two different copies of the same thing. They are two individual pieces, and the same applies to protected content. Of course, with unprotected content, like podcasts and other audios, you can download and store as many of those as you would like. I hope that this demo has helped you. We will not go through all the categories because accessing the information is the same, whether you are looking at news or sports or entertainment. The only difference is that if you are playing streaming radio available under the entertainment category, please remember that you will not be able to download this because it is streaming content. Thank you for listening. And of course, as always, if you have any comments or questions about what you've heard, please send us email at content@serotech.com. That's content@serotech. S as in Sam, erotech.com. For the Serotalk Podcast Network, I'm Lisa Salinger.